This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning. This is Ron Ness with the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, guest hosting for Scott Hannon today, who informed me that he and his 70 guests have made it to Minneapolis on their way to New York City for the rest of the week. Todd, how are you today?
Well, I am lovely now, thanks to the mocha. That's a much-needed boost to get the day rolling.
By the way, I walked in the front door of the studios this morning. You are not hired to shovel my driveway.
Actually, you know what? 2 hours ago, I had it shoveled pretty darn well, but we just had so much wind.
It was almost like a tunnel effect. By the time we leave here today, I hope everybody out there is safe this morning. Day 111 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, and certainly we hope they are all safe as well today. This is if you've been outside today, it is a rough morning. Of course, school is canceled in Bismarck and all the surrounding areas, and I think we're a little over 10 inches of snow, and most of it is horizontal snow today.
And if you haven't been outside, don't go.
Yeah, the roads are really rough.
Just
the,
don't
the
go.
Side streets are really, really bad.
Don't do it.
We have an incredible lineup of speakers today. We have guests on the show. We've got Brad Beckedahl, the Williston State Senator and City Commissioner. He's going to call and talk a little bit about the Dakota Access Pipeline crossing the Missouri River just upstream from Williston, and also other impacts that issues may have out in Williston, and really an update on Williston itself to see how they're doing. Second guest in a 9:30 slot will be Doug Healy. He's a Morton County rancher and a friend of mine. Following that, in the end of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have Cindy Sanford, the job service director of North Dakota Job Service in Williston. They are hiring, and after days like today, they're probably hiring even more. But a lot of demand for workers all of a sudden up in the Williston area. Some more activity taking place. Following that, in the 10 o'clock hour, is Rick Ross. He's a senior vice president of Whiting of Operations for Whiting Petroleum. He is the Whiting, of course, is our state's number one oil producer, and he's going to give us a little outlook in 2017 on what he expects to happen in the Bakken. And the 9:20 hour is Marshall Johnson. He's the regional director of the Mule Deer Foundation. The Mule Deer Foundation is doing a lot of tremendous things in North Dakota, and he's going to update us on their upcoming banquets and some of the tremendous plot projects they're involved with across the state. And following that, in the last half hour, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy, the company, the California company, by the way, we'll have to talk to him about that today. Building the Davis Refinery in Belfield, North Dakota, a 55,000-barrel refinery that is planned for Belfield. He is going to give us an update on that project and provide some of the details regarding the timeline and the steps that they need to follow to try and add value to this North Dakota Bakken oil. So Scott is in New York City, and thanks, Scott, for asking me to guest host today. We've got a lot of things going on in North Dakota and a lot of issues related certainly to the protests, but certainly a lot of other issues in regards to now the weather. And, you know, Todd, I kind of complained last year because I didn't use my snowblower once.
Probably took care of that already, though, right?
I think the fix is in.
You know why you didn't use yours? I had mine all tuned up. A couple of things that had to be fixed were fixed, ready to go, and then it sat there. I didn't get it all tuned up for this year. What do we have right away? The need.
I think I got 4 hours in yesterday, snow blowing, between twice yesterday and this morning, and a little help to one of my neighbors has a whole lot of sidewalks. So, it has got to really be tough out there.
I didn't think to fill the gas can. I had the snowblower itself filled and thought, well, no, I'll be fine. I got it almost all of it done and then ran out of gas.
I actually ran out of gas and had to get loan some gas from the neighbor to get my snowblower home. So, you know.
There's a certain irony to the North Dakota Petroleum Council guy going door to door. Do you have any gas? I'm out of gas. Can you help me borrow some gas?
Well, I was out snow blowing this morning, and I was thinking about the value of energy. And, you know, you look at these protesters, and you look at the people coming in on the flights from all over the country now, Seattle and Phoenix and California and New York, and they're really here to protest fossil fuels, in my opinion. They're, you know, they really
Chief Archibald said that straight out last night during the Q&A at the Bismarck Public Library thing. He said that straight out.
So
straight out.
Let's just discuss that a little bit, morning, and we would encourage some calls to talk about. So we're just going to protest fossil fuels. We don't want fossil fuels anymore. I'm not sure how you're, I like renewable energy. I'm a supporter of wind energy and ethanol and solar, but I'm not sure how those solar panels are working today. Certainly it'd be a good wind day, but I don't know about your house, but, you know, at my house.
My house is snow powered, so I'm fine.
My wife even had me turn on the heater in the garage because she thought the dogs might get cold last night. So energy plays a vital role in our lives. And that's really what this argument is about. These people are here. Certainly, I think the members of the Standing Rock Reservation have the right to protest that pipeline, not being on the reservation, but near their reservation, whatever. But the rest of these people, let's face it, they have brought the anti-fossil fuel fight here.
Yep.
We are now the brunt of the storm. Uh-huh. But where now they're down there without electricity today. And I always say in my house when I'm cold, I want to be able to turn on the heat. And you look at the value that coal has brought to North Dakota. Places like North Dakota, where would we be without the ability to heat our homes and
we'd be cold.
Transport ourselves? And then you go to places like Phoenix and you think in Houston, where would they be without the ability to cool their homes?
True.
The world is a very dangerous place when left solely up to the great swings in the climate and the heat and the cold and all of those things. So, you know, energy certainly comes with impacts, as do everything else that we essentially do in life. But I think that's what this argument is about, and that's where we have to take the argument from those of us who support energy. This is about a fight for energy. Under the Obama administration, they were moving this country towards the elimination of coal. Next was going to be oil and gas. It comes with tremendous costs, of course, to the price of energy. I gasoline in Bismarck, about a $2.09, I think. In Fargo, is probably about a $1.82.
$1.80 on Thanksgiving.
$1.80.
$1.80. Wow.
Again, Fargo is always one of the, you know, the most competitive gasoline markets in the country. It has been that way for 20 years, and essentially they sell a lot of good stuff inside, and they tend to want to give their gasoline away to attract customers because it's a competitive market with a lot of pipelines coming in there.
And every other town wishes And every other town wishes they had that same war, but there's a reason they have that war in Fargo versus Bismarck, and he gets asked all the time.
It's one of the top two questions, and one of the ones I get is, why don't we build another refinery in North Dakota? Well, we're going to have that guest here today to talk about building another refinery in North Dakota, which hopefully would be our second new refinery. But, you know, the price of gasoline and what we've been able to do in the Bakken and what we've been able to really now teach the world how to do is produce oil from shale. And that has added to the supply of oil in this country. It's reduced our reliance on foreign oil and all of the geopolitics that go along with that. But it all started here. And so here these protesters are. They found their way back to North Dakota. I think, as been said many times, they've tapped into this Standing Rock group, but now if you look at the faces amongst these groups, they're activists from across this country being paid here to protest fossil fuels, not specifically a pipeline that has been laid all the way up to the river, of which it's going to cross four other rivers on its way.
Calling upon the same people to pull them out of the ditch that they've been fighting against for days, weeks, but now as the snow hit.
Well, and I thought the notice from the governor yesterday from an evacuation, just like they would do in a flood, is we can only help you if we can get there to help you.
Right.
So here's your opportunity to, you know, be safe and get somewhere safe, because I flew over that area recently, and there's not a tree within miles of that campsite, and I can imagine the wind and the snow blowing through there today, and I hope they all find safety, and because people not from here really have no idea. You might think you know what a winter is in Seattle or Denver or someplace where it snowed.
Didn't we get a taste of that when it was 59 degrees and they were marching in front of the Capitol and they're already in the winter gear?
I didn't notice that day. They were pretty geared up, and it was like 50-some degrees.
I couldn't help it. There was a part of me giggling, going, wait a minute. You guys think this is cold? Just wait. Well, now it's here.
There's
not even that cold yet, really, by North Dakota standards. This is kind of average.
Next week it's going to get cold, though.
Yeah.
Maybe a high of like 12, I heard.
Yep.
So there's an old video from 1951. It was a movie that was created when the discovery of oil was taking place up in Tioga. And there's this blizzard snowstorm just like today, and it's blowing and it's cold, and this guy's crawling off of a drilling rig. And the foreman walks up to him and says, where are you going? He says, to get my hat. But where's your hat? Oklahoma City.
Yeah, sometimes people come up to these parts and aren't quite ready for
it. Well, and it'll be interesting to talk to Cindy Sanford with Job Service to see if, because we certainly do lose people when they get exposed to weather like this. And we like to hire the hardy that will stay, of course.
Amen.
So we'll be back with Brad Beckedahl, Williston City Commissioner and State Senator, after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet, and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Christmas gift ever, the gift of health, and you can give it when you give MyPillow, because the most important thing to your health is your sleep, and what's going to help your sleep is MyPillow. It did for me, it will for you. If you don't have one yet, talk to anybody that owns one, and you think they're talking about their best friend, they're talking about a pillow invented by our friend Mike Lindell. He gave us the opportunity to give you a great deal, the best premium offer ever, the four-pack special, $99.98.
You receive two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Get that money-back guarantee through March now. So a great gift-giving idea. MyPillow. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today from North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness.
So Scott's on his way to New York City. What's the weather like in New York City today, Todd?
Probably a little bit better than here.
Fargo doesn't have any snow, I don't think, to speak of.
It's coming.
A little bit of rain.
It's coming, oh. Yeah. It's our gift from the west to the eastern part of the state, although you're not going to get as much. I mean, there are places that may be getting 16, 18 inches in parts of central North Dakota. Red River Valley, not supposed to see anything like that, though, but some.
Well, we've had it pretty good in Bismarck for the last several winters, so we'll take it. We can handle it.
We can. Yeah, we're made for this stuff. It's fine.
Again, no school in Bismarck today, so...
Bismarck, Mandan, and plenty of surrounding areas.
We're getting it. Is that the deal?
I guess. They've already rescheduled the day in Bismarck, too. March 10th is the makeup day. So, in other words, if you thought you shortened your school year, nope. Now you're pulling time out of spring break. I mean, is that what we...
Well,
you may live to regret it. You may get to March 10th, it may be 70 degrees out, and you may go, oh, man.
You know, I think it's fair to say the golf season has ended in Bismarck, but I'm a hunter. So,
okay.
You know, yesterday and today are the days that today would be, you got to really be hardy to be out there today, but these are the days when it's really fun to be out there.
You dig 18 holes and you get big orange balls and you go out in snowshoes or whatever, cross-country skis, and you make it happen.
Well,
there's got to be a way we can adapt to the conditions.
It might actually be snowshoe season for us bird hunters who like to get out. And I need dogs with longer legs if we're going to have snow like this, though.
So. We hit deer gun and had absolutely nothing, but now we have this. I mean, go figure.
Well, it's going to be change of pace for all of us, and we've had a great fall with great weather, and you know, and one of the things that when Brad Beckedahl calls in, Brad, if you're listening, we're waiting for you to call in, but you know, one of the things hi Brad, what'd you get for snow in Williston?
Looks like about 2-3 inches on the ground here, Ron. Wind is picking up now, but no snow coming down actively.
So, Brad, give us a little update on the status of Williston and how things are going. We've had a pretty significant slowdown in the recent, actually, 2 years. What are things looking like in Williston?
Well, actually, pretty good, Ron. We're, a lot of upgrades to infrastructure up here in the last 4 years in our catch-up mode, and this little slowdown that we've had has certainly given us some time to consolidate all those improvements. Just a few numbers here for you. We've quality of life improvements in the city we've made in the last 5 years is about $235 million, including our $75 million recreation center, which is a public facility owned by our park district. Public works, we've seen between water, wastewater, landfill, and other improvements, about $620 million invested. Public safety, just opened up a new fire station on the north side of town yesterday, and that's one of our improvements that has totaled about $150 million in the last 5 years. And then the biggest one, transportation, which ties in a little bit to the discussion today about getting some trucks off the road, is improvements in transportation between rail, city roads, and DOT roads up here is about nearly $5 billion in investment, $3.14 billion alone in DOT funding to Western North Dakota to keep up with this expansion. So, a lot of improvements, Ron. We're happy for it up here, and also happy for the nice October weather we had, and November weather, too, till this hit.
Brad, you know, the infrastructure discussion is something that's been going on in North Dakota for really a decade, as the Bakken is now a decade old. And you look at the incredible infrastructure that you have across Western North Dakota now, the road infrastructure. Just moving around out there is so much better, and the elimination of trucks off roads on days like today is absolutely critical to safety and the reliability of getting product into a pipeline. And you know, we've got some estimates here that the Dakota Access Pipeline is really designed for the Bakken. It's an interstate highway for the Bakken oil to get to good markets reliably every day. regardless of whether there's snowstorms or the roads are too wet to travel on them. Then there are six feeder pipelines across western North Dakota that feed oil into that major pipeline.
You're exactly right, Ron. I mean, people sometimes forget, not in this region, but other regions of the area, including the country, that the oil field is a 24/7, 365 industry. And, you get weather like this, and you don't only compromise the safety of the workers in the oil field, but you compromise the safety of the other public that lives around them as well. So this is an important issue for us. We had, 38,000 vehicles a day on our main highway coming in out of town when this boom started. And because of the no new bypass that's been built by the state and some other improvements, those numbers have gone down significantly, as well as the slowdown. But we still have trucks out there. People forget that, these guys have to get out there and service these wells. So we're in favor of pipelines up in this area, not just the main transmission lines like Dakota Access, which gets the oil product out of here, but also the gathering line systems that are being put in place for these wells. Let's not beat up our county roads, our township roads anymore, and let's do what we can to keep these infrastructure improvements we put in place healthy and maintained over the next 20 years.
Justin Kringsted, the director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, has done some estimates, and he estimates that between 1,500 and 2,300 fewer trucks per day once the entire Dakota Access Pipeline system is operating. What's that mean to your district as a state senator up there in terms of safety on a day like today?
Well, it's crucial. I don't even like to think that the highway district office has to send guys on the road on these kinds of days, because they're in peril as well when they're out there with the trucks, but it's a necessary thing. So we're hopeful, obviously, that the pipeline goes through. We have thousands of miles of pipeline up in the Williston area. Oil's been here since 1950-51. We recognize that there are some risks with it, but by and large, our public understands it is the safest, most efficient means of moving product in and out of this region, and support it fully. The pipeline, the Dakota Access, already crosses the Missouri River about 10 miles west of Williston. It's already in place there, which is really about 10 miles from our water intake system at our water treatment plant, too, that services all of western or northwestern North Dakota now with the western area water supply. But we're prepared for any contingencies that happen. They have the safety features in place. We went to the hearings. We saw that. We understand it. There's a science behind this. It's not all just a bunch of made up information. These guys really dig into it. The PSC did the work and cited it where it thought it was appropriate. The Fish and Wildlife Service was involved up here, the Corps of Engineers, all the federal agencies. It was approved and the line's in place. Does it mean we take it for granted? Not at all. We understand it. When Glenn and I had a minor spill about 5 years ago, we were alerted to the spill into the system. We turned off our system intakes. Whatever contaminants with the spill were here might have passed through at that time. We opened up our intakes again, and there's never been a problem with it since. No petroleum ever recovered in our system. So, these river systems are healthy, and they're maintained and they're taken care of by our...
Hang on, we'll come back with more after the break here on What's on Your Mind.
550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamar. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. catheters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
That's something they know about at the University of Mary. Ron Ness, your guest host today, is a big fan of leadership and about setting the course for great leaders to succeed, working closely with the University of Mary on a number of those programs. We have some exciting things to announce on that front coming up later in December. And, you know, the University of Mary's traditional degree programs is what a lot of people know about, but did you also know they have specialized in education for working adults, too, at the University of Mary? They've been doing that since 1959. You can combine your passion and experience with a master's or doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life. 16 master's programs, business, nursing, healthcare, healthcare administration, counseling, education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy, and education. One of the most affordable programs in the nation. Classes start again January 9th, February 13th, March 20th. Find out more at umary.edu/master's degree. umary.edu/master's degree. Tell them Scott and Ron sent you to the University of Mary. Now more of What's on Your Mind. Here's your guest host today, Ron Ness. Ron?
Thank you, Scotty. And Ron Ness and my guest, my first guest this morning is Brad Beckedahl from the city of Williston. And Brad, he provided us some tremendous information on what's going on in Williston and the value of pipelines and getting trucks off those roads. And I was up there recently, and I thought the community was doing great, and we anticipate a little more activity. So thanks for being our guest, and we will look forward to seeing you during the legislative session starting next week.
Appreciate it, Ron, and thanks to you and your industry for what they've done for Williston and Western North Dakota as well, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. We're now going to jump right into our next guest is Doug Hilly. Doug is a Morton County rancher who lives a little west of St. Anthony. He's got a cattle operation there, and he has received the Morton County Conservationist of the Year Award, and he's done a lot of innovative things out on his ranch. And good morning, Doug, and how's the snowstorm treating you and your operation today?
Hey, Ron, it's just wonderful. But, you know, there's a little room for improvement today.
So what does 10 inches of snow blowing around change for you in your work this morning?
Well, before you get the chores done, you've got to clean everything up so you can get out there. So it takes more time to move what Mother Nature put in than it does to do the actual chores. So, you know, the tank of diesel fuel and a few hours, and we'll be back up and running as soon as the wind quits blowing hard. You know, we back things off a little bit. You can't get everything done you wanted to get done, so you do as much as you can. You keep the animals safe. You keep them fed. You keep them as warm and dry as you can, and we know it'll get better, but as far as the storm, when it's it's warm like this and the snow is as heavy as it is, in the long run, this will really, truly be a blessing for the countryside.
Doug, it's no secret that you were a fairly harsh critic of energy transfer and the pipeline coming through the land in and around you, and provided some support and representation for a fairly large group of landowners. And I was thinking that you were kind of at the forefront of that at the public hearings. Do you want to describe some of the concerns you had and maybe what your experience has been over the past year or year and a half through the permitting process, the reactions from the PSC, and now that the pipeline is through there, what the how'd the company perform?
Well, the beef with Energy Transfer was they came in awful high-handed and arrogant and tried to bully their way through things and wanted to do it their way and not what we considered would be the right way. They tried walking on personal property rights and a few other things, and they were on the edge of being unethical, let's say, to a lot of people. A group of us banded together and negotiated what the PSC calls the blueprint for pipeline agreements of the future. Very, very detailed and very involved, primarily wrapped around the environmental aspects of clearing the land, stripping the land, and then the reclamation and the reclamation process. A couple of the unique things that we did is that we demanded that all land that was in the right-of-way be fenced on both sides at the landowner's request, and that there's a third-party inspector that was on site to observe the stripping and also observe the reclamation, and after reclamation tell us when we can put our cattle back in, when the land is ready for us to farm again, or if something didn't grow the way it's supposed to be, get the company back in to replant it. So it's so far it's been working out very, very well for us. As hard as I am on the Dakota Access Management Group for the way they treated us during the negotiation stage, I'm 180 degrees the other way for the actual people, the Precision Pipeline Group who actually does the construction. Those people have been first class. Everything is done, has been done, at least on our part of the project, to spec or above, and the people have been absolutely wonderful, wonderful to work with. So I hope I put it to you in a nutshell.
Doug Healy, a rancher from Morton County, is our guest. If you have questions for Doug or comments, you can call 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. So that's 800-228-0550 or 258-0550. Doug, two questions. One, you've got some pretty rough terrain in kind of your back 40 there. Also crosses the Heart River. Anything specific concerns that you had? And now the pipeline has been laid, and I believe it's all reclaimed. Is that accurate?
Close to accurate. The dirt is back. Some of it doesn't have straw mulch on, and because of the protests, everything got pushed back 5 to 6 weeks. We didn't get any green cover growing on the disturbed soil. So between the soil being stacked up for a long time and being reclaimed late, by next spring there will be virtually no soil biology left to convert the minerals in the soil into good usable things to get a good crop growing. So next year is going to be a write-off again. So rather than losing 1 year's production on cropland, we're going to lose at least two and maybe three. which hurts us, hurts everybody, and the pasture where we felt we would be back up and running and being able to graze the pastures in 3 years. Now we're betting 5 to 7 before we'll be back up, just because the soil biology was killed because of the extra time it was stacked up and not being able to get anything green and growing back on the soil for the winter.
Doug, I think those are some of the frustrations that many of us feel about this really not the protest itself, but by the inaction by the administration to allow the project to be completed, because there was a timeline, and people forget when you miss timelines, they just think about, oh, the company this. But reality is that the timeline, Brad Beckedahl talks about, you know, the 1,500 to 25 fewer trucks on the road today. You talk about the impact on your production and your land and your operation going forward another year. You utilize this PSC process the way it should be used. You engaged. You had frustrations. And I think that's the frustration. Now you've got to complete this pipeline in weather like this, which is, you know, look at the workers who are going to be out there doing the work in the next, 2 months, 3 months now, that all
Correct.
Could have been done, and we could have been out rolling forward. And if there was a discussion to go forward about sovereignty rights and those things, we want this project completed because it was permitted properly, orderly in the process that's laid out. Everybody had their opportunity to provide their input. And in your case, I think it sounds to me like you're fairly satisfied and glad you stepped up and made your comments, but now you're fairly satisfied with the result.
Well, with the results we have, yes, at this point, we're fairly satisfied. The frustrating thing with the protest and the people who chose not to engage in the process, you know, we live in a democratic society. And one of the little phrases I was taught a long time ago is when you're in a democratic society, you agree to disagree. Now, that means you agree to listen to the other side, you agree to disagree, and you agree to walk away from it. When it's all one way and nothing else, move to Cuba, move to Russia, move to some place where you don't have a vote, if that's the way you want to live. But please don't do it in my backyard.
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be the new world that we're living in, as you see the recount taking place in Wisconsin. There's a lot of big money behind these types of movements and the demonstrations against the president-elect. The fact of the matter is there was a vote. He got the most votes, and he's all of our presidents now. So now we should engage in trying to do what we can to make the best possible. And I think we feel the same with the protest now. Now you've got people in a what I would consider this morning a risky situation who are here for a reason that they may feel strongly about, but our desire is to end the protest, get the pipeline built, and if there's discussions going forward from that point, let's have them in a nice heated cozy room. So
yeah, you feel differently than I do. They made their bed, lay in it. The weather doesn't give me any sympathy for them. It gives me sympathy for the law enforcement people who have to live there. I have sympathy for the people who have to drive many extra miles just to get to town. I have sympathy for the people who are losing money because they're at the guard rather than being at work. And I have sympathy for the volunteer firemen who are out there all hours of the day and night and being abused by out-of-state interests. But there's absolutely no sympathy in my heart for anybody involved with the protest.
Doug, a lot of frustrations from your rancher community down there and the neighbors and what they've had to put up with for the past 111 days?
Yeah, everybody's frustrated. We're frustrated to the point of it used to be intolerance. There's a lot of things that are on the edge of hatred. I know of no one from my place to the east through St. Anthony that doesn't leave without a weapon in their vehicle or doesn't have a weapon in their tractor when they're out or their truck. It's kind of a sad state of affair, but none of us feel safe anymore, and that's not good.
Well, Doug, thanks for being our guest today, and we certainly hope this will be resolved, and stay warm today. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call. Bye.
228-0550, and tell us what's on your mind.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Hero 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty cannons with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Best deal in town. That's what I call that PetroServe USA deal. It is the best deal in town because it's four items, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies, and they are good. Four items, $4, four for four. That's the best deal in town right there. Fill up at PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. They're in Bismarck, Mandan. They're all the way down I-94. You'll find them at Valley City. Big new location coming there. Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. Now up in Grand Forks with the acquisition of the Valley Dairy locations up there. They'll remain Valley Dairy stores, but they're in Grafton. They're down in Wahpeton. They're over
Dilworth, Minnesota, and PetroServe USA is a great spot. So tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's Ron Ness.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, back on this beautiful, snowy, windy Bismarck day. My next guest is Cindy Sanford. She's the director of Williston Job Service. Good morning, Cindy.
Morning.
I understand we're in the hiring mode again in Western North Dakota, and you've got some numbers that I think our listeners are going to be very interested in. As we all know, we've been through about a two-year period here where we've seen a fairly significant downturn and a reduction in the exploration side of the business, the oil and gas business. We've seen a lot of jobs continue to be added on the production side, which is the producing wells and the gas, but on the exploration side, we've certainly seen an incredible reduction. So what are the numbers of employees that you guys are looking to find in the Williston area?
Well, based off of last month, there's over 1,042 jobs opening. We cover Divide, McKenzie, and Williams County. And they're varied. We have healthcare. There's tons of jobs in that. 52 nurses are needed and 49 other healthcare positions. 139 CDL, that was just from the 1st of November until today. Mechanics, we need 98 mechanics, that's on our website. 236 customer service people. And the increase we're seeing is in fracking with the CDLs, on the production side. Workover rigs. Actually, we just had an employer that was here just minutes ago, and he needs 9 people for workover rigs. They still are looking for experience, but they will take on some non-experience positions. Other areas we're seeing is higher skilled, for example, doctors, pharmacists, a lot of those positions are also open. As the community continues to grow, the outlying positions that are needed to fulfill all those jobs are also growing. So we're just seeing a nice community continuing to grow here with different jobs all over in every area.
Cindy, let's give people the website or the place to contact to check out some of these incredible job opportunities.
If they go to jobs, JOBSND, like North Dakota, .com, and we highly recommend that they go on and they register and they put their resume on the website, because we do have a lot of our employers go out and search our website for resumes and for people that would fit their position. Sometimes people are pleasantly surprised when they get a phone call from a company saying, you know, would you be interested in applying for this position? The other way is people also to go, if they see a position, go onto that site and put in their application. And what we're hearing from the employers that we're working with is, you know, they are hiring now, but after the first of the year, we're really supposed to be seeing an uptick in more positions.
Cindy, one of the challenges, of course, over in recent years has been the ability to relocate to Williston or the area and find housing. What are you hearing from the applicants who are coming in looking for work about the housing availability?
Well, I just talked to, we do kind of a look at where the housing, and right now you can find a one bedroom for $550 to $600. Housing is very affordable right now, and there's a lot of housing. There's single family homes that are out there. There's apartments, townhouses. So the housing availability, and the city has done a wonderful job of putting that infrastructure in. So we're good on housing. So when people come out, you're not going to have to sleep in your car anymore.
Well, and I, you know, that's just something that most of us don't sit back and think about. Where we were 4 years ago, a one bedroom in Williston was probably 1500.
Yep.
So what I'm looking at here, I wrote down the healthcare, the RNs, the CDL truck drivers, mechanics, 236 customer service jobs, workover rigs, doctors, pharmacists. There's really a tremendous opportunity for families now to relocate into the really the Bakken region, anywhere from Minot to Williston to Dickinson. job opportunities for both spouses. You know, this is really what we've been trying to do and build this as a state of North Dakota, to build this infrastructure. And the slowdown has allowed us to catch up a little bit. And now we're going to see a little bit of an uptick in activity. It's not going to be significant, but any uptick in activity just requires a whole lot of moving parts in this business. And so have you seen the wages or the benefits change drastically over the past 2 years for these new job openings?
We did see a decrease of about 20% across the board, mostly in the oil fields. But we're still seeing positions open.
So Cindy, that premium 20% on the top end was probably just covering your extra costs and housing and everything. So tremendous job opportunities in Williston. Go to jobsnd.com. Cindy, thank you very much.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever to shop for the best Christmas ever, because you have some fun things to put a bow on. Like the old halls and game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy, because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.